Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Full crew here. Bob, Kelly, Dima. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here at Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of the show is sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit today. No different. Great place to take your family for a great meal tonight. Great place to cater upcoming holiday events. There are going to be plenty of them, and Dickey's would be the perfect place for you to call.
And very much like our football team this year, Bob, they'll be smoking their meats at Dickey's like we've been smoking our opponents this year on the field. Do you like that segue?
Did you work on that all night?
Or was that a stretch?
Did you work on that all night?
Well, it's this stuff comes to me.
Yeah. Good.
I think a lot of things come to you.
Baseball coach Travis Creel is on the show with us, and I know you were just enlightened by that observation, weren't you, Coach?
Nothing surprises me when I get on here with Kelly.
Surprised he answers our calls anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Because of Bob.
I'll have to tell you this real quick story about Coach Creel. A couple of years ago, I had called him and called him and called him about being on the show. I don't know if you remember this, Coach. And he never returned my calls. And then I asked you one day about Travis. I said, I just don't understand why he won't return my calls. And you said, well, what is the number you've got for him? I pulled out my phone and I had the wrong number. So I had spent a year calling the wrong number. So why don't Travis want to talk to me? I just don't understand it. But we got all that straight and we have Travis on the show frequently. And of course, we're delighted at that. And Coach, announcement comes out yesterday, 10 signees for the 2027 season. In a nutshell, kind of describe what you guys, overall, what you signed and you know, what you were going for and what you feel like you accomplished.
Yeah, you know, I think, first off, we're really excited about the class. Secondly, for us, you know, 10 guys, and that'll probably grow to 11, probably. Yeah, I think for us, our model is high school. We want to bring in the high school kids, let them develop in our program, let them kind of see what Southern Miss baseball is all about, and you know, we'll obviously pick and choose a couple from the portal every summer, but we definitely want to continue that high school model. But, yeah, this class, it's five hitters, five pitchers. A couple of those pitchers can swing the bat a little bit too, so we'll give them a chance to do both. And, yeah, it's a really athletic class. We love the hitters. We feel like we have some power with some athleticism. And then the mound, kind of business as usual. We get guys with, in our opinions, you know, high ceilings with pitchability and, you know, room to grow for velo. So, you know, all in all, very, very excited about this class.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, Coach. You can have the luxury of going after nothing but high school kids when you have a program like you have, when you have a program that's stacked with talent. And so it gives you more time to bring in young kids and develop them, where some programs may be really desperate to win, so they're going to go just for older players.
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think, you know, teams that are desperate to win definitely want to attack the portal, but also teams with a ton of money can buy really, really good portal players. So, again, just kind of our models, how Coach Berry wanted it, how Coach Oz wants it, and, you know, we want guys to get in the program and grow up, like, you know, Matthew Russo. He's one that comes to mind who really didn't play much until halfway through his third year, where a lot of programs probably would have kicked him to the curb, and now he's going to probably be a Southern Miss Hall of Famer one day. And there's stories like that over and over and over again, and you know, that's our model, and we believe in it, and we're going to stick to it.
And I would think, Coach Creel, because you want to keep those high school guys in the Southern Miss system and have them not go portal, you'd want to focus also locally because their roots are already here. Is that reasonable?
Sure. You know, obviously, if there's local talent, we want it. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we are, you know, becoming a national brand in baseball, and we can kind of get outside of our circle as well. But we definitely want to, you know, attack the radius, you know, around Hattiesburg for sure.
Travis, I guess a name on the list that, you know, everybody locally sees and was really excited about, you know, pinning it in was Bankston Walters, you know, pitcher obviously at PCS currently. Probably to me one of the more exciting prospects that you guys have signed, especially regarding in the area and what his family means to Southern Miss baseball as well with, you know, all the things. So can you speak about him a little bit and just how exciting it was for him to sign with y'all?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Bankston, obviously, very close ties to the family. They're great people. Bankston is a tremendous player with a great, great competitor as well. And, you know, he's one that he grew up, you know, dreaming of playing in the black and gold. And, you know, we had our big official visit a couple weeks ago, and they put on their uniforms and took their pictures and stuff. And he said he was getting emotional. This is what he dreamed about his whole life. And that's what you want. You want guys to come here and it means something to them. And, you know, I just think from a high school standpoint, it definitely makes it a little easier.
Yeah, and sometimes I think PCS gets lost in the baseball shuffle, you know, with Oak Grove and Summerall and some of the great team Purvis around the area. But when you look at PCS, not only Walters now, but Adam Doliak, you know, played at PCS. Will McGillis played at PCS. And I think sometimes they're kind of, you know, hidden in the rough, so to speak. Coach, tell us about and I don't want to put you on the spot because there's a lot of kids to remember, but some other kids that might have some local flavor that we might know about.
Yeah, one, Logan Buckley, left-handed pitcher from Columbia Academy. Obviously, the Buckley family is pretty famous around here. He's cousins with Slade Wilkes. Tremendous junior year last year, had a really good summer, been committed to us for a while. Another one's Trey Barnes at Petal. Really good wide receiver at Petal right now, too, but outfielder, big kid, 6'4", can fly, has power. Very, very excited about him as well. And kind of think the other two somewhat local would be kind of that Jackson area. Jackson Meehan and Justin Word. Justin Word's an infielder that goes to Jackson Academy. And Jackson Meehan, right-handed pitcher slash infielder from Northwest Rankin. So, again, you know, I thought, you know, Coach Rhodes, obviously the recruiting coordinator, organizes a lot of this. We've been putting this class together for over 2 years. That's really what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of these kids have been committed almost going on 2 years, and, you know, it's nice to finally put pen to paper.
And you have a lot of these camps that you guys have, people think lots of times, oh, those camps really don't mean a whole lot, but they do. It's a chance for you guys to put your eyes on these when they're young and have on your list, so to speak, and as they mature and you can follow their high school career. And it's not a surprise that a lot of these guys have been to your camps over the years.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, camps are great to get on the radar, also great for us to get to meet and talk to you in person, face-to-face. You know, we can't call kids until August 1st of their junior year, so starting that relationship with these guys when they're younger, freshmen, sophomores coming to camp, and then obviously watching them that sophomore summer before we can get them on visits September 1st of their junior year. So no doubt, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about camps, but, you know, they cost money. That's just kind of how it works. But at the end of the day, they are, you know, I would say the vast majority of people on our team attended at least one.
Travis, clearly there's every reason in the world a kid would want to play baseball here. But in your time at Southern Miss, how much, and easier is probably not the right word, but how much easier is it now to get the kids that you wanted than, say, 10 years ago into this program?
Yeah, it's a tough one, Bob. I think it's always been a great place to recruit to because of the fan base, because of the facility. I do think, you know, the ESPN Plus is a big help where kids can actually put their eyes on the atmosphere before they come to a game. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, the past couple of years, I feel like, you know, we've hit on most of the guys that we've wanted, which is nice because, you know, we have a really talented area in Mississippi. Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, and for us to kind of get in there and get who we want, for the most part, you can assemble a pretty good roster.
But the ugly side of that, Coach Creel, is you got, because these guys are such competitors, and let's face it, they've all played just about every inning of every game they've ever played. It's not necessarily realistic that a lot of these freshmen are going to come in and start, and they want to play. So that's the downside, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I think that's kind of probably our main job as coaches, is you're almost like a psychologist for these kids. And you kind of got to walk them through, being a freshman and managing their time and developing skills where they can compete at this level. And, you know, it's an overused word, but, you know, I also think our culture is a huge part of it too, where our old guys kind of take these guys in and, you know, show them the way, show them how we do things, show them how we operate, show them how much Southern Miss means to them. And they're, you know, it's just kind of contagious with, diving all in and loving it.
Travis, would you ever like to be the psychiatrist for Kelly? Is that a potential opening that you'd like to do? Or?
I would. I'll pass on that. I'll leave that to you.
Hey, real quickly, Travis, this is what a nice guy you are. I basically asked you, did the success help with recruiting, and you politely answered it. Kelly asked Hill Denson that one time on the air, did the Super Regional help with recruiting, Hill? And Hill looked at Kelly on the air and said, no, Kelly, that didn't help a bit. That may be the dumbest question I've ever been asked. So thank you for being polite to me, Travis.
Hey, winning definitely helped, that's for sure.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Always fun having you on the show.
All right, guys.
Travis Creel, everybody. You remember that day, don't you, Kelly?
Yeah, but you cleaned it up a little bit.
Oh, I did clean it up a lot. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank Travis Creel, good friend of all of ours. We appreciate him being on the Eagle Hour. That is a true story about that phone. And so when I called him that day, Kelly, this is what he said. I said, Travis, I've been trying to call you for a year, but I just realized I had the wrong number. He goes, well, I'm so glad to hear that, because I was wondering, why do they never want me on the show?
Yeah, well, how come they never call anymore?
I was calling. I was just calling some guy that was thinking to himself, I wish this dumb you-know-what would quit texting me about coming on some show.
It's a good thing you didn't call Hill Denson.
Oh, yeah. He'll let me know
quick,
wouldn't
he? Yeah.
Hey, Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of our program. And speaking of baseball, Matt Warren's a former baseball pitcher. He runs the place, and he invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. I want to say hello to Morgan Whitehead and her husband at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. I want to go back to this for just a minute, guys. We'll move on to basketball and some other stuff. Obviously, you cover area high schools for a living. Kelly keeps up with the high schools and junior colleges, probably, I think it's fair to say, more than me. But you're saying we got a big dog stud pitcher in this class.
Yeah, Banks and Walters, you know, and like he said, you know, that's a family, the Walters family, enriched in Southern Miss baseball. Of course, Mr. Lloyd, very close to the Walters family, is the team chaplain. So he's at almost every game. Just a really great family. And like you said, grown up huge Southern Miss fans. And he's dreamed, you know, his whole life to wear the black and gold and pitch one day at the Pete. And I can imagine that it was emotional for him to put on that uniform. I'm going to try to get him on the show soon, because he would definitely come on.
That'd be great.
But Ken, and I just want to make crystal clear to everybody, if you think that this was a nepotism signee because the Walters are tied to, you are wrong.
No, like,
this guy is a stud.
I think the thing was, like, we're just glad that, you know, or Southern Miss is just glad that they could keep him. Yeah. That's how good he is. I mean, he was probably getting offers from all over the place.
Well, here he was last year, 11-1, a 1.64 ERA. This got Kelly's attention, 81 and a third inning, struck out 125 batters and walked 15.
That's pretty good.
A strikeout and a half per inning for his for the entire season. And
maybe a walk every three games, right?
Yeah, well, that's about an 8-to-1 strikeout ratio. And any time at the major league level, if you can have a 3-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, that's really, really good. I got to call a high school game where he pitched against Summerall, and he was a freshman. And he threw a gem as a freshman. And I remember saying to somebody, I said, is that a misprint? Is this kid really a freshman? They said, yeah, man, he's something.
The real deal.
Well, he also bats, too. Last year, batted a .351 average. .351 over 94 at-bats, 38 RBIs, 6 home runs. So, I mean,
what do y'all think? Is he the crown jewel of the 10 they signed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Trey Barnes, also from Pedal, you know, he was mentioning him. He plays football right now. Pedal is like, he's a big part of that offense, Trey Barnes. But he's a big, tall guy, and you know, he's going to be a good stud for them, too. It's always great to see local players get signed for 100%. Southern Miss. And one thing about Southern Miss that you don't see at a lot of other places is they really like this. They like bringing in high school players and developing them. But Oz also likes getting these freshman pitchers and just putting them out there and seeing what they can do. Because, you know, in his philosophy, it's, you know, if you're not ready in your freshman year, why are you going to be ready in your senior year?
And another note on Walters, football and baseball – private school and public school, two completely different animals, okay? Football, most of the private schools probably could not compete generally with the public schools. But in baseball, private schools can compete because a lot of the kids that played baseball from the time they were very young go the private school route lots of times. Mm-hmm. So when people say, oh, well, yeah, those are numbers that Banks and Walters put up playing a bunch of private schools – well, private school baseball competition is really good. So don't those numbers.
Yeah, and you'll also have a chance to see PCS in the public school, you know, situation this spring because, you know, they moved to the MHSA and Banks and Walters will, of course, be on the team for them. And so you'll get to see them against some, you know, public schools as well. So, so it's just really good hot sign there. The whole class is great. It just shows, you know, time and time again that this is a program that's just going to keep reloading, and not to mention, you know, what they're able to get out of the transfer portal generally each year.
And the talent pipeline from Columbia Academy continues churning out good players. Slade Wilkes' cousin is coming into the fold. So, I mean, all you have to do is say he's related to Slade Wilkes, right? So you know a little bit about that pedigree.
He was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think he did all right.
If he could have ever hit.
Yeah, yeah. What was that, 3 grand slams in one day game or something like that?
He had the quickest set of hands I've ever seen.
Developed some power and strength. He was just so weak.
Yeah, he wasn't that strong. Was
no, he wasn't a very
the
big
funniest
guy.
Story I ever heard about Slade Wilkes. I might have been on this show, but we asked, you know, who's the strongest player on the team? And everybody was like, oh, Slade. And I can't remember who told us this, but I think it was Justin Storm was with him hunting. And Slade said, hey, go pick up that deer we killed. And Justin was like, just pick it up? Like, do you mind helping? And Slade was like, oh, I'll get it. Grabbed the entire deer, dragged it with one hand back to the clubhouse.
I think I've told you all this. A couple of years ago at the tournament at Montgomery, they had played Coastal Carolina. And Slade had hit a double in the ninth inning. It was nothing to nothing in the ninth. So I took my wife down there to the press conference and afterwards introduced her to Slade Wilkes. She had always seen him from the stands. And we're leaving, and she looks at me and has this funny look on her face. She says, my God, I had no idea he was that big.
And a postscript to that deer story, when Slade was dragging that deer, the deer was showing signs of life. So Slade just gave it an uppercut, and it died instantly.
So how much of an uppercut would he have to give to you for you to die instantly?
Not much.
Maybe a poke.
I would never be stupid enough to want to tangle with Slade Wilkes.
I'd be hiding behind.
Slade Wilkes versus Chris Jones. Well, that would be an interesting fight.
I would be hiding behind Kelly if Slade Wilkes was in the room angry and started swinging. I can tell you that.
Yes.
You know, that's a great off-season podcast topic. Southern Miss greats in a wrestling match, who would win?
Well, there we go.
Chris Jones and Slade Wilkes could be an interesting
one. That would be a heck of a wrestling match. But I'll tell you this about Slade Wilkes. Everything you guys say is true, but he's a big, gentle giant. He's just the sweetest kid on the planet, man. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body, Kelly.
No, and now he's out in the working world.
And he's a dad.
He's a dad.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
He's a dad. But so a good class. Give it a grade.
Oh, A+.
Really?
Can't go wrong with it.
Right. Man, they get who they want these days, don't they?
No doubt. And especially considering that they don't lose anybody. I mean, that's probably the most impressive part nobody's coming. You don't think that Ozzie Pratt and Matthew Russo and Dre Barrett, especially after the freshman year he had, you don't think teams were like, hey, we'll give you some money, and none of them ever leave.
It's I know remarkable. One for a fact that happened to is Davis Gillespie. And you were maybe a little worried because he had basically been beaten out of his position, but I was told that in the exit meetings, first thing he says, I'm staying here this summer, and I'm going to get my job back. I'm going to be better next year. You don't think he could have gone to an SEC school, Kevin?
Well, I heard that he was thinking about it and then had a conversation with Slade Wilkes.
So this picture.
That's the exit meeting. It's not Oz. It's just Slade going, what are you thinking?
You're staying. Hey, big football game tonight in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, Southern Miss. I wish it was Southern Miss. Troy on the road at Old Dominion. Huge game. The line hasn't really moved. 10.5. Are you going to – we're going to pick the game at the end of the show. But that's just a big line, in my opinion. You think the Monarchs might cover that line?
I do think they might, but that's a pretty big number, even though they're at home.
Because I think Troy is just, like, inept. Like, you know, they're not just terrible football
above
team.
Average.
Yeah.
But the Monarchs, like a lot of teams, are much better at home. But again, if you're a Southern Miss fan, you're cheering for Old Dominion tonight.
Now, speaking of lines, did I hear you correctly? Men's basketball plays tonight. And what is the line on that game?
They're playing Grambling, at Grambling.
Yes, and the line, it's still currently 1.5-point Grambling State favorites over the Golden Eagles. The over-under is 149.5, so I guess it's a lot of scoring.
But I'd take the Eagles in that one all day.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
I'd take the Eagles in that,
They should have beaten South Carolina. They really should be 3-0. They were in both the Buffalo and South Carolina game. Like, we don't think they're going to beat Grambling State.
I think they're going to beat Grambling State badly.
I think it'll be probably 10+.
Right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Snooki the bookie and some of the underbellies of the betting world in Hattiesburg, and we're talking about how close this line is. Saturday with Texas State was 5.5. The Eagles are favored by 5.5. And I said, man, that just seems to me like the Eagles should be favored by more than that. And they just said that what a lot of people in Vegas are worried about is the Texas State offense versus the Southern Miss defense.
That line keeps coming down throughout the week. It opened at Southern Miss 7-point home favorites. It's all the way down to 3.
Yeah,
3-point favorites.
So money's coming in on Texas State.
Heavily.
So people are liking the Texas State offense against the Southern Miss defense. And Brant Freeman's going to join us in our next segment from Texas State. So it'll be interesting to get his perspective on what has been a wild season in San Marcos.
I don't think this is going to be an easy matchup.
Oh, no.
We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour on Hardy Street. Great baseball, softball training, adult sports training, really for any sport, and a great pro shop. A lot of gift ideas at DBAT. Check out Luke Reynolds. He's the GM down there, former All-American from here at Southern Miss Baseball. He manages it on Hardy Street. Also, MCS Home Center for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, whether it be your home, lawn, or garden, is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. Speaking of that, you were kidding me when you said you were going to be in the suite Sunday. You promised me you weren't going to be there.
No, I am. I've decided to come.
The suites?
The suite. Yeah, the executive. You'll be working.
The football suite.
Oh, I thought you said Sunday.
No, Saturday. I'm sorry. I was trying to throw him off. I was hoping he'd show up Sunday, but you ruined that for me, Dima.
So now Miss Angela doesn't want
to
come.
Yeah, we just need to get to the buffet early. That would be
wise.
Brent Freeman, and again, Kelly doesn't get mad about this stuff. Folks.
Not at all.
Brent Freeman is the play-by-play voice of Texas State University coming into town Saturday. Brent, I hate to use old cliches, but isn't Texas State much better than their 3-6 record?
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, by the way, always a pleasure to be talking with y'all. Ever since Southern Miss joined the Sun Belt, you guys have had me on your show to talk football, baseball, basketball, and it's always a pleasure to visit with you guys in Hattiesburg. So,
same here.
Yes, you know, the record certainly is very misleading. It's been a very bizarre year, you know, for Texas State. Got out to a great start, 3-1 in non-conference play, only setback coming against a good Arizona State team in Tempe, and feeling very confident going to the start of Sun Belt play. And then some freaky things happened. You know, missed extra point, opened the window for Arkansas State to come back and win the last second in the opener. You get out by, you know, lead Troy by 21 points in the first half, only to give that up and go to overtime and lose in a fourth down play. They couldn't convert. Go to Marshall the following week, losing double overtime in that game. National televised game against JMU, got humbled in that game a bit. But then, you know, the next conference game, they, you know, play Louisiana, and it's another down of the wire game there, you know. So of their five conference losses, you know, four of them, you turn one play in their favor and they come out victorious, and they're in the conversations for winning the West. But that's not how things have played out, and now they're in very much desperation mode, needed to win out just to get to a bowl. So the goalposts have shifted a bit in terms of what they want to accomplish and can accomplish this year. But, yes, they are much better than the record would say.
And, Brent, if it wasn't Twilight Zone enough for you, then a kerfuffle against the Cajuns last weekend now has another, what, half a dozen of your guys sidelined. And I don't want to dwell on things that, you know, aren't on the negative, but just briefly tell our listeners what happened and what has caused suspensions on both of those teams before we move on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. You know, so in conference games, tempers can flare, especially when you have an established rivalry with someone for as long as Texas State has had one with Louisiana. You know, the Bobcats' time in the Sun Belt goes back to 2013, so they've been battling the Cajuns every year since, and this is 13 straight years playing each other, and these players know one another, the coaches know one another, and you get a very competitive game, and, you know, sometimes, you know, things come out the wrong way, and, you know, at the end of the game, I don't know exactly who started it. It kind of sounds like you're talking about a schoolyard fight here, you know, in terms of, you know, he's the one that started it, not me, but so I don't know who started it, but it escalated, and that's all that matters. And, you know, punches thrown, and I think a helmet was swung by one of the Louisiana players, and, you know, Texas State's players retaliated, and I think that there was a Cajun player that tried to approach the locker room afterwards. Just a very ugly scene, you know, not well representing either program, and hate to see it for both teams. You know, so for Texas State, in terms of, you know, the personnel, a lot of it they're losing is defensively, and they've been struggling on defense to begin with. You know, you look at the way games have played out, you know, and their losses in the Sun Belt, say the JMU loss, they've had over 500 yards of offense in every game. You know, they're scoring points, they're picking up yards, but the defense can't get stops. And now you're taking out their best defensive players, some of them, or at least affecting the depth, in a game like this against Southern Miss and Brandon Braxton and what he can do with that offense for the Golden Eagles. And that's going to put the Bobcats in a very tough spot defensively this Saturday at the Rock.
But one of the frustrations had to be the season overall that Texas State is having, right? That had to be an element as to why that went down.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, everybody in the locker room is saying the right things, that, you know, morale is fine, nobody's panicking, but you can't help it if you're a player, that the losses are are piling up, and let's call it what it is. There's a bit of a target on the back of Texas State, as this is their final year in the Sun Belt, and everybody wants to get, you know, give them a proper send-off. And I think part of that was not just frustration within the vacuum of the game, but frustration for the way the season has played out. You know, these guys, that they knew what the expectations were coming into the season and building upon back-to-back bowl campaigns and wanted to compete for a Sun Belt championship, and that hasn't happened this year. And I'm sure, yeah, some of that was frustration, you know, for the way the season's played out to that point. But now, composure is going to be extremely key from here on out, as there is zero room for error over the final 3 weeks.
Brand, this is Dima. I'm curious on, for the offense's sake, you mentioned how Texas State has been able to, you know, garnish tons of yards almost in every game. And like you said, you know, you guys probably 7-8 plays away from being 7-2, 6-3, whatever. I'm curious, as from a turnover perspective, is that something that Texas State struggles with on offense? Because, you know, Southern Miss, obviously number one in the country right now in interceptions, but the defense, the Southern Miss defense, gives up a lot of yards. You know, they're just able to get turnovers.
Yeah, offensively, turnovers have not been a huge concern with Texas State. You know, Brad Jackson threw a couple in the game against JMU. There were a couple of turnovers against Louisiana this past weekend, but really turnovers have not been a glaring problem, not for the offense. Defensively, that's been another story. They have struggled to force turnovers. And so the position the offense has been in, they've had to navigate long fields a lot, and that's hard to do. Even if you're a very talented offense, being asked to go 80, 75 yards every time you have the ball to score, you're prone, if you're having to reel off a 10, 12-play drive, one of those plays may end up in a mistake or in a turnover. But overall, they did a very good job of protecting the football. It's just, I think, you know, they've been put in really a lot of tough spots in having to drive long fields and also simply having to score so much to put themselves in a position to win. It's put the offense in a position where they have to play nearly flawless to give the team a chance.
When Southern Miss fans go to the game on Saturday night, what type of offense are they? Should they expect to see? Is it a quick RPO action, quick release? Obviously the quarterback is really good, or is it more of a methodical downfield shot, some, but running the ball?
It's kind of a mixture of all the above. Okay. You know, the quarterback, Brad Jackson, has had a remarkable season, a redshirt freshman quarterback who's from Texas, played high school football in San Antonio, and he's a dual-threat quarterback. They love to run up-tempo. They get that first down. They're going to be right back up in the line of scrimmage and ready to run the next play. They're very balanced offensively. Ideally, they don't want Jackson throwing the ball 30 or 40 times. They want to pass 25, run 25 times, and have balance with their attack. Jackson can run, and Lincoln Perry is a great running threat downhill in the backfield. He's been their bell cow. They're receiving threats. They're not exactly, you know, the Randy Moss type in terms of height, but short, quick receivers like Bo Sparks and Chris Dawn, they can get out in space and make plays. They don't utilize the tight ends a ton, but they will every now and then. Sneaking a pass to the tight end in the vertical passing game here or there. So it's a good mix of an up-tempo offense that wants to be balanced and really utilize the quarterback and play to his strengths.
But when you fall behind, then Jackson has to pass the ball more, and that plays into the advantage of the defense, even though you guys have still – you almost pulled that one out last weekend.
Yeah, you know, Texas State fell behind 42-20 in the fourth quarter, and she had to abandon the run at that point. But Brad Jackson was able to answer the bell and do just that and was successful. He got a little creative, too, with the play calling. One of the fourth quarter touchdowns was a receiver reverse, and another one was a kind of a double pass situation as well that led to a touchdown. So they went deeper into the playbook last week, and they had the athletes to pull that off. But I will say that playing a defense like Southern Miss, if you become one-dimensional, that's been played to the Golden Eagles' hands because of just how good that front four is, how good that secondary is. If they know you're throwing on first and 10, second and medium, then they're going to be in a position to succeed.
Brent, I think we're going to be in for an exciting game Saturday afternoon, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show and hope you enjoy your visit here in Hattiesburg.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Looking forward to this weekend.
All right, Brant Freeman, everybody, Texas State University. They had cool-looking helmets last week. Did you notice that with the cowboy star on one side and the outline of the state of Texas on the other?
Because they used to be Southwest Texas State, and they were an agricultural school. So they're still very they're still very adherent to that. They really like that history.
It looked really
sharp. Is that the IRS calling you right there?
It is. I keep telling them, not now.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Got another good show for you tomorrow. We'll be hearing from Micah Davis and Amir Foster, among other things, as we count down to the 2:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon against Texas State University. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. It would be a great place to kick off your weekend activities tomorrow. Catfish Friday, Kelly.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, if you are so inclined.
Man, cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, ice cold, and some catfish.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds really
Is that all
good.
You think about, food and beer?
Yeah.
Because you can't think about women.
What else are we talking about, Bob, on the show today?
Well, I mean, you know, catfish and beer is kind of like oysters and beer. It's just a natural. It's like salt
young
and
Jedi,
pepper.
You know nothing about catfish or beer.
So. I like catfish, and I do not drink. So.
Yes. Have you ever had a cold beer?
No, I don't drink.
How about a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Nope, no, don't drink.
It'll open up a new world.
I don't drink.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I had to make Kelly understand.
And,
I had one glass of champagne on my wedding night, and I told myself I wouldn't drink again.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't blame you with the champagne. We're talking two different things. Expensive champagne, Pabst Blue Ribbon, give me the PBR every time.
Oh, yeah. Is there a choice?
Yeah. It'll be a man about things.
That's right. And tonight at 4th Street, you know they're going to have on the ODU-Troy game. For sure.
Hey,
let's go ahead and pick that game.
All right, real quick, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of Eagle Hour. You can go buy a sedan or SUV today and drive it to 4th Street tonight. Right, Kelly? Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Have you talked to Kevin Mullins about that Christmas gift idea I gave you? I told him to be looking for a call.
Well, not for, he won't be coming from me.
Oh, just look for a call
from somebody, right? Somebody, yeah.
Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you're the most important player. Be sure you get an annual physical. Take care of yourself. Stay in good as health as you can be. And Forest Health can help you with that. Expert medical care right here in Hattiesburg, foresthealth.org. I say it 1,000 times, Kelly. Lucky to have Forest Health here, no question.
Forest Health is one of the reasons that Hattiesburg consistently is ranked as one of the top cities in the country that retirees choose to move to. Because of the pros there.
All right. Dima Mixon is young enough. He doesn't need to worry about health care, but how about news and notes? Are you worried about that?
You want to pick the game first?
Yeah, let's pick the game. So the line has moved down. So ODU is only a 10-point favorite now. So does Troy cover the spread, or do they win outright?
No, actually I've pondered on this a little bit. I think ODU not only wins, but I think they cover.
Where is the game?
In Norfolk.
ODU.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like ODU to cover and win, yeah.
I think Troy will cover the spread. Goose Crowder, their starting quarterback, is back tonight. So they have their starting quarterback back tonight. I think you'll be a little bit rusty, but I think they play well enough to win the game. ODU late. But I have Troy covering.
All right, you're out tomorrow, so let's go ahead and pick the Southern Miss Texas State game.
Okay.
What's the spread now?
3.5. 3.5. Southern Miss 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 65.5.
Yeah, I never mess with over-unders, but I just think that there's kind of destiny riding on for both teams. I think Southern Miss is on the positive destiny train. Obviously, Texas State's is going south. I think that train will continue. I do think there will be a lot of points scored, but I think Southern wins and covers.
I like USM 38-35.
Oh, you think it'll be that close?
So you're taking Texas State with the points then?
No, I'm taking Southern Miss to win 38-35.
Yeah. Well, that would be Texas State covering, three and a half. The hook. Got the hook.
Yeah, no. I think Southern Miss wins and covers.
Okay. Yeah, the thing with me is, like, anytime Southern Miss, like, if Southern Miss was playing a team with, like, a really good defense, I think I would be like, this could be interesting. But when you're playing a team with not a good defense and then, like, a really good offense, I'm taking Southern Miss because their defense has just shown time and time again that even if they give up yards, even if they give up some scores, they're going to get the turnovers. So I have the game 45-31 Southern Miss.
And the fact that Brant Freeman was also saying that their top defensive players were suspended because of that fight last weekend. Even if Southern Miss, you can't count on six turnovers every week.
Right, but you can count on two or three, just flip the game.
But even if you can't, I think the way that Texas State is depleted defensively, Southern Miss can outscore Texas State.
And the availability report came out last night, and Braylon Braxton was listed as probable, so we should expect him to play on Saturday evening.
8-2, guys, if they win the game, and that is how many games Dema predicted they would win at the start of the year. And I do remember me and you laughed at him when he said that to us.
Yeah, but we're old and jaded and cynical, So, hey, the Lady Eagles on the road tonight at Jacksonville State.
Yeah, the undefeated Lady Eagles. 6:30 tip-off out there in Jacksonville State. That game will tip off at 6. Did I just say that? 6:30. Sorry. I was looking at the men's one, too. So the men's go off at 6:30 as well, and they are a 1.5-point underdog on the road at Grambling State.
That's bull. That's
crazy.
I might need to hammer that game.
I would take Southern Miss. Absolutely.
Especially if they play anywhere close to the way they played the other
what
night.
What is the NFL game tonight? Does anyone know?
The Jets at the Patriots.
Well, we know how that'll turn
out. Snooze fest.
How about the Patriots?
Buddy? Purdue is playing at Alabama in basketball. That could be interesting.
You know who I really, before we leave, I really feel sorry for Brian Kelly because,
you really feel sorry for him?
Me too.
And LSU because
I feel sorry for guys about to make $55 million. That has to be tough.
But according to Kelly's attorney, LSU is trying to welch on their contract of what the buyout would be.
I wouldn't let them.
Well, the attorney says that Mr. Kelly is owed every penny as it states within the four corners of the contract. End of story.
100%. I agree with that 100%. They chose to fire him.
Yeah, but they said it was for cause.
It's for cause. Yeah, they said they terminated the contract for cause.
The cause is they lost three games.
At LSU, that's cause for dismissal.
That's exactly right. Don't matter how many national championships you've won and others. We lost three football games, fire the guy.
And he was like 33-14 in his seasons there.
Clean out your desk.
Crazy. All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.